ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Sitting here, his attention comes. He wants to know what I'm looking at there. And so, if someone is not going beyond babyhood as a Christian, you will visit Babalawo. And you will quote the scripture. You know, sometimes people say, it's not in any Bible. It's not in our Bible. Heaven help those who help themselves. It's not in the Bible. So, you can't stay baby forever. Otherwise, one we fall, we become prey. Prey. I mean, when I hear what people go through in the name of receiving prophecy, and what are you looking for? You're looking for the future, isn't it? Whereas the Bible that you have, you have it versions. You have it many versions. If you take time to read it, the package, there is nothing about your future that is not within the context of Jeremiah 29:11-13. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says God. Thought of peace and not evil, to give you a hope and a future. In case you don't know, verse 12 says, you will go and ask me. You will ask and then you will seek me. You will find me when you have sought me with all your heart. There's no package for anyone who is looking for the future more than that. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. He said, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. And you know, natural thing just teaches us this thing. We can watch a drama here now. But yeah, the actors just acted. But act drama was actually scripted by someone who probably will not act. But he has every detail of scene one, act one, whatever you need to do. And he can even be talking into the actors' heads. The people we applaud are the people acting out the script. The same way, God is behind the scene of your life, is behind the scene of my life. And he has scripted things about our lives. You don't need a fellow man to tell you. The Bible is open. It's not closed. See, what I'm saying, I was preaching somewhere yesterday. And I usually say it now. Because he's learning to speak truth in love. Some people don't believe me. It's better you believe me. You don't have to pay to get prophecy. Some people will tell us, oh, maybe because you didn't have the anointing. Hey, it's not that. This is the book of the anointing. It said you have the unction from the Holy One and you know all things. I made that commitment, especially those who are around us, who we cover here. Hey, nobody in the name of this gospel should tell you to do something that Jesus will not ask you to do. Anyone who says that, oh Lenny. And very soon, they take over. That's what happens. They take over. They take people's captive. That's why Paul, we have to write to the Galatians. When you started this journey of faith, where did you start? It happened to Saul in the Old Testament. Saul took all the mediums out of the land. And then there came in his life. He was listening to Saul. Ogbolon, when he started. And he was now looking for how to hear God. And he disguised to go consult a medium. And thank God for God. Because when Paul looked into that mirror, what Paul saw was where he started. He saw the face of Samuel. Paul saw. So P and S. So Saul. And Samuel just had to encourage, why are you doing this? He said, but anyway, it's better you come over. It's better. But he paid. And that's the origin. He paid to consult a medium. And the interesting thing, that which recognized Saul. So the life of God that you carry today, if you enter any place that is error, they recognize you. Let me try. Please don't allow the devil. Jesus said something. He said the prince of this world comes. And he found nothing. Job said, no matter the trial. He said, I will wait till my change come. And I say it to people. It's not because there is a challenge. That's why you are thinking with alternative. It's because your root is not deep enough in the first place. This world has been broken. There is nothing new under the sun. Economy, what is there? 419, people to man buy. What you want, Bible? There is nothing new. But hey, let your heart be established in grace. If God be God, let us serve him. If it is the devil, let us also serve him. But what you are too late for some of us. Let me bring this up. There was one time, someone, I've shared the story before. Someone went to pray somewhere. That was when this Zaire crash thing was happening in Nigeria. So the person went to pray, and they told the person that they should tell me not to travel. So the person, out of concern, I said, who said it? I said, that cannot happen. I said, as a matter of fact, I'm traveling. He said, no, this is what they said. You know when you know what Job responded? He said, miserable comforters. Are ye all? So I traveled. I came back. So the person again called me. Said, they said, you still not travel. I said, for your information, do you want me to snap my boarding pass to you? I've gone and I've returned. And plane didn't come down. He said, they said that you are very stubborn, that you won't. I said, yes, that is the thing. You must admit. And I advised the person, I said, see, let me tell you something. You are struggling. So this little amount of money that you have, use it to eat. Don't go and put somebody, there's nothing. There is nothing. Don't go and tie yourself to sorcery. Because something is spectacular doesn't mean it is supernatural. Paul said, even the devil, they know. You know, maybe because we watch all these films. So if somebody wear a white clothing, red tie, red thing, wear a hand on it. I said, two. Some people are just curious. That's children. Hey, but hey, let your curiosity be towards God. Desire the sincere meek of the world so that you can grow. The second stage is a babyhood stage. Childhood. We've done baby. Childhood. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, Paul referenced that we should no longer. So it's a process. We start from babyhood
Like I said, you can oscillate. If you lose your wonder, you can be an adult and come back to be baby. That's why you see some people who have been Christian for years and somebody is still scaring them with demons. You say, ayelo. You know, I've had people who will say to me, you don't know, they think the demons in Africa. She could see demons in the U.S. She demons also in Japan. So why didn't the demons stop people from reaching 50 floors, 70 floors? So if God is blessing you, just use your hand to cover your yam. So it's because yam here, Toby. Have you seen yam from Benue before? Can you use your hand to cover it? Those are yam without fertilizer, or just cultivation. You say, you know, these are some of the philosophy that people have rationalized. He said, a bird in hand is better than, it's a sign of poverty. Let go of that bird. Many birds will come to you. You don't know my family. Which family are we talking about? Natural or spiritual? He said, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. He has translated you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son. I say it under God. And they call my name. What will show up? Both the waterer and the wateree. Maybe you can't mention names of people like us. Not because they call me pastor, because I am a believer. I think you must have seen a video went viral this week. A video went viral this week. A missionary in a village converting people. And then somebody just did like this. And just appeared before the man. And then threatened the man. The man was just studying the Bible. Threatened the man. He said, don't convert my people anymore. Don't do this anymore. He said, there is a God. He said, which God? Can you go? So it was time for departure. He did like this. He refused to answer. So he saw where the gate into the... He went there. He saw that the thing was padlocked. The door... He came back. He said, nah. I need to go. He said, go now. Then he said, but the gate is padlocked. I love that missionary. He said, so how did you come? So the same way you came, disappear. What am I saying? Power past power. It has not, and until you grow up, it has nothing to do with your physical size. It has nothing to do with your age in Christianity. If you give your heart to the Lord Jesus just now, and he becomes your Lord and Savior, next second you can cast the devil. They go. If this Christianity it is, let us leave it. So childhood, he said, Paul referenced that we will no more be children. What are the characteristics state of children? Unsteadiness, unreliability, curiosity. Children are talkative. Sometimes they can be vain. Sometimes they can do foolish speaking. And it's the same thing in spiritual things. Some people just talk. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Rob! Some people are unreliable. Your employer can't rely on you. Your parents can't rely on you. Your church can't rely on you.
Your country can't even rely on you.
Because if the push comes to shore, you disappear.
No. No.
Children can be vain. And that's the new Lagos. Vanity.
We can't,
see, you can't join the rat race because at the end of the race, you will still be what?
Yeah.
You, I'm not here to compare, to be compared to anybody. God is my standard. Then, oh, Brother Femi is this, is that. So, I want to be Brother Femi. By the time I become Brother Femi, he's already taken another level. So, I struggle to become that level. He's taking another level. Because his race is even different from mine. What he's seeing is different from what I'm seeing. We can't be children. It's children who compare toys to toys. It's children who says, my father's farm is the biggest. See, position, power, pride, they are not negative things. I preached somewhere yesterday and that was what I was saying. They asked me that is negative. I said they are not. Those things can give help us when somebody is proud. I'm proud of my country. Is it? I'm proud of my work. Is it? I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my heritage. It means there is something solid at the root of such accomplishment. It becomes a negative pride when I can't see God in the midst of it. I began to see self. Any position, any power that you have, any things you are boasting of, if we can't find Jesus in the midst of it, that's where the problem is. That's why the Bible says, whoever we boast among us, let him boast in the Lord. I want to finish this, so please forgive me. Manhood. That's a tall thing every human, physical human being go through. And the character of manhood is what? Spirituality. Sister Ita, after the service today, and she sees somewhere there, and she's crying. Say, what happened? Say, I want to eat pizza. So, what happened? Say, my husband has refused to buy me pizza. Is that why you are crying? He said, yes. I need pizza, pepperoni. If you were like me, you know what I would do? I just hiss and go. Somebody says she will donate a slap. For me, I will just hiss and go. Because at this stage, even if she wants pizza, she can buy pizza for herself, Abby. Must her husband buy pizza? And then she can negotiate. Even if her husband says no, she can still negotiate it. But for her to stay at one corner and everybody is passing and say, what's wrong with her? She wants pizza. Everybody is passing, what's wrong? And sometimes in spiritual thing, by the time we need to grow into men, we are still looking for people to feed us. Some people, this is not, maybe I will bring feeding bottle next week. I will eat the thing. Some people have eaten the head of their feeding bottles. Still is that meek. Go flow. No, grow up. Grow up. Grow up. That's the desire of God for us. I mean, you came to church today. And then they said, I'm not in church. They said, what happened? They said, because I didn't have breakfast. Do you know that as some people don't come to church because of that? Some people don't come because they don't have new dress. Some people don't come. They said, the same shoe I've been wearing. So they fight their wife or fight their husband. They said, go, woman, law, me, law, me, on your shoe. I'm saying these things so that you can know. Some people say, nobody greeted me this morning. There's no love in that church. Well, I preach gospel, yes. Well, the truth is that you are the one who recognized that somebody didn't greet you. So go and greet them. I mean, for me now, it is time to preach. No, I'm not preaching. Why? People didn't smile at me this morning. Grow up. Grow up. This is one. I used this illustration yesterday. A lot of the time, believers, they are your brothers, they are your sister. I have an issue with Folake. Instead of the scriptural provision, if I have any heart, go to what? Folake. If Folake refuse to answer, then I should look for someone who will be objective enough. But what do we do? I have issues with Folake. Folake may not even understand whether I have issues in that full sense. So I go to Ethel and talk to Ethel about Folake. So Ethel form an impression about Folake. Ethel also shared that valuable information, which is gossip in the first place, which is our own best friend. And so it becomes amplified. And along that chain, there may be a message translation there. The one who like to know what is going on. And just now, come back to Folake and say, do you know what's this, the impression? And then, ooh, and then there is a catalog of people along the chain. And it becomes what? Bickering. It becomes bitterness. It becomes something. Whereas it could have been resolved. Folake, I did not like the way you talk. He said, hey, when? Just now. He said, oh, I didn't mean it. This is what I meant. And that puts an end to what? All argument. I'll get back to the subject of offense, but let me close at this time. I'm closing now. I'm closing. How do you build a stronger spiritual life? One, be a river, not a swamp. Be a river. River will always bring fresh water. Swamp, retained. Don't be a receiver. Be a giver. The little thing that you know at the moment, hey, leave it out for someone to follow. Be a river. The Bible says in John 7:38, out of your belly. So each day, it must be rivers of healing, rivers of reconciliation, rivers of renewal. Secondly, nurture the prayer life. Nurture it. If you want to build a strong spiritual life that goes beyond just what you hear in church, that goes beyond what you read or what you hear preach on TV, one, be a river. The little things you've heard preach, leave it out for other people to want to follow. Secondly, nurture a shared prayer life. I say shared, in the sense that let your prayer conversation goes from just asking for yourself. Hey, begin. I mean, I don't know how it works, but do you know that if you sincerely have the Holy Spirit, what will you have me pray for? It can bring picture of people to you. It can bring the body of people to you. And you can help pray through the body. So, have it. Thirdly, take a daily step of faith. What you are hearing, what you've had today, make a resolve to practice it this week. Make a resolve not to gossip about people. You know, sometimes this thing is like it's itching us. The hottest gist in town. No, make a commitment. It stops with you. And if you have one human mosquito who is always giving you gist, tell him or her, hey, no more. No more. I've had to tell people like that in my own life, in my own journey. And this is the easiest way to deal with such people. What you just told me, I don't know whether it's good or true, but can you repeat it in front of Sadiq? You said Sadiq did this. If can I call Sadiq and you repeat it? They said, usually 99.9%. They said, no, I'm just informing you so that we can pray. Take a daily step of faith. Fourthly, If you want to grow spiritually, restore someone else's faith. Restore. Be a restorer, a bridge builder. We are not here to add to the problem. We are here to be solution providers. We are not parasites. So we have the life of God in us, and so we help people restore. Restore someone's in their faith. Galatians 5:1 says that whoever is spiritual among us, and you have people who are experiencing challenges, restore such. That's what the Bible says. It didn't say gossip about such. Restore in the spirit of meekness. Lest you will be confronted with the same temptation that you are gossiping about other people. And lastly today, be someone who has a grateful heart. Be someone, if you want to grow spiritually, be someone who has a grateful heart. Be someone. A lot of the time, what we have, the challenges of our environment, people complain a lot. And you see, when words are released into atmosphere, they form the culture of a place, of a people. But be the one who has a grateful heart. Lord, I thank you for Nigeria. I thank you for this nation. I thank you. It doesn't matter what people say on the news. They are killing everybody in Nigeria, but they've not killed you and I. And those who are saying they are killing people, I usually tell them, if they have killed me, you won't be on the phone with me. So please, let's have a grateful heart. I believe with these few words of mine, again this morning, I've been able to convince you about this kingdom and not confuse you. We need to grow. God expects us to grow. And there is a demand for us to grow. We must grow spiritually so that we can have a better family, a better society. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you to do this word. And may the Lord our God bless you, cause his face to shine upon you, lift up his countenance of peace and favor upon you. This week in the marketplace is a week of divine favor. It's a deep week of divine opportunity. Lines are falling unto you in pleasant places. We put the name of the Lord our God upon your life, upon your business, upon your family, upon your career path. Go forth empowered by this grace and come back with testimonies to the praise and glory of our God. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Have a great week.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,